AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And the Monday Newsmaker brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
It's a good idea to have your lawn equipment inspected and serviced before you put it away for the season. Prairie Land Partners John Deere gives you the power of choice when it comes to your service needs. Choose from a silver or gold service package. It's that easy. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your lawn equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Stephanie Achille. Stephanie is the director of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills, and also Bailey Estes, who is the cat and customer service coordinator at the animal shelter here in Emporia. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I'm glad to see that sun coming out. We're supposed to have a warmer day, so
it
sounds good.
Not going to be bad at all. Bailey, hello. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing good today. Doing good. Well, first, this is National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week, so we're going to show some appreciation here to begin with. Stephanie, anything we're doing to acknowledge this here this week?
Yes, wonderful. Thanks for mentioning that, too. You know, all week, we're going to be spotlighting our new staff and some different things that we're going to be doing at the shelter or have already started, as well as just some of our numbers from the year and some goals that we're looking forward to as well.
All right. Well, Stephanie, kind of highlights the breakdown on the staff at the Humane Society. What do we got going on out at the animal shelter now?
Okay. Well, there's myself here in the Humane Society office. I also have some responsibilities over at the shelter with the new restructure. And then we do have a staff of 8 over at the shelter now. A handful of full-timers, a few part-timers, and then, of course, our 2 coordinators, Bailey and Alita.
All right. So, Bailey, you are coordinator. Specifically, what are you coordinating? What are your responsibilities?
Yes, so I am the cat coordinator and the customer service coordinator, so I kind of oversee, you know, the cats and their enrichment, and then on the customer service side, I work in the office a lot, I do all the paperwork, and just kind of like the general well-being of the shelter.
And Alita Baldridge, who is not with us here this morning, but Alita, Stephanie, she handles the dog end of things, is that correct?
That is correct. She is our dog leader, as well as helping with the enrichment plan for the entire shelter.
All right. Well, let's get an update on how things are out at our local animal shelter. Bailey, what about the cats? We have a lot of them?
We have so many. So about a week or so before, you know, the 15 dogs came in, we had 16 cats dropped off in one crate. All of them had upper respiratory infections. All of those have been treated now, and they are all ready to go. On top of the, you know, large handful of cats we already had. So they're doing great. We're doing a special on them. Actually, it's BOGO for cats and kittens. And that is, you know, one, because it helps us out, and two, because cats always do better, especially kittens, do better in pairs. They're easier to train. They, you know, they're more playful, things like that. So.
All right, so plenty of cats, and so BOGO, what exactly does that entail? If we want a cat or cats, how do we take care of that?
Yes, so when you come in and come to see them, it's $40 for 2 adult cats or $75 for 2 kittens. So basically you're just paying 1 adoption price, and you're getting both of the cats for it.
Okay, any specific hours we have to look at out at the animal shelter, Bailey?
Yes, we are there from 10 to 5 from Saturday through Wednesday, and we're appointment only on Thursday and Friday.
All right, Stephanie, what about the dog situation out at the animal shelter? Yeah, we know about you've had an influx of plenty of dogs here recently, correct?
Correct. We are over full. You know,
okay.
We talk about, and you hear the community or even ourselves, it's like, what level of full are we? And we have almost every kennel full inside, and then we do have the intake from the hoarding situation outside. slowly we've been able to bring in almost half of them to be inside, and then we are doing the best to our ability to keep them warm and, of course, fed and cared for outside, too. Almost all of them have been at least slated for all of their vetting, and then slowly we are getting them all ready for adoption, too. We're open to rescue if anybody possibly wants to foster even an inside dog where we know a little bit more about them. We're open to that, too.
So the need is great right now, it sounds like, both cats and dogs out of the Emporia Animal Shelter. And obviously you've been talking about taking care of, you know, the vet aspect of cats coming in and dogs. And well, obviously this can be quite expensive, and you need financial help. Are you involved with Match Day, Stephanie, this year?
We are. Thanks, Ron, for mentioning that. There's a few things I'd like to add to. You know, we've had amazing community support. Some have dropped off items of donation at the shelter. Some have dropped off monetary gifts. Some have also contributed to our account at the local vet office. We appreciate everybody so much. If we didn't have this great community, we really would not be able to do what we do. Match Day, yes, November 15th, so a week from today. It's our first year participating. So please, if you are thinking about helping at all or want to specifically help the shelter animals or enrichment programs, please think of the Humane Society and the Animal Shelter.
As National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week continues, and I'll let either Stephanie or Bailey answer this, but you know, what is something that you would like the community to kind of know about the challenges you face at the animal shelter, or maybe things you do there that maybe the community in general doesn't really know about? Stephanie, you want to go first? No one heard my question. Hello?
Oh, hi. There you go. Hello. I see you.
All right. So my question was, during National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week, what is maybe a challenge you face that the community doesn't know about, or maybe a service you provide that the community doesn't know about that you would like to you know, pass on to them or let them know about?
Well, I guess I can start, and then Bailey, feel free to jump in too. You know, we have our dog obedience classes and workshops through the year. And then, of course, developing this new program at the shelter, which has different behavioral aspects, enrichment aspects, and really just improving our program and offers of care at the shelter, wanting to make it more updated. You know, if you've been able to come by in the last 2 months or so and just walk through the shelter, it's a little quieter. The dogs have had some basic training. They know that they need to have their four on the floor in order to get treats. you know, there's some little things that are big reward that Alita has started. And then I know Bailey has started some things, too, with the cats as well. It's an exciting time at the shelter.
Well, let's talk, before we let you go, about Pet of the Week and Pet Finder plan, Stephanie.
Yes, so all of our staff are getting trained on Pet Finder, so we can be more updated with that. Bailey is heading it, but we're trying to get on there at least, we'd like to do it daily, but every other day or so to be able to update it on those that have been adopted, those that are new. Also, we're going to eventually have a shelter Facebook page again, so it's not just on the Humane Society page, but that way you've got a little bit more of a quicker turnaround. So that way, too, you can call if you do have a stray or your dog or cat got out. Wanted to actually touch base just because it is Veterans Day this week. I know this wasn't your specific question, but wanted to kind of leak our special in honor of our appreciation for veterans. This week, veterans are able to come in and apply, and if they find their hopeful forever pet, an adoption of an adult animal will be free this week.
Free to veterans. Nice offer right there. So veterans, take advantage of that and check out all the cats and dogs available right now for adoption. So nice touch right there. Stephanie, anything else this morning?
Also, it's Senior Pet Month, so don't forget our seniors. You know, we may not be as agile and as fast as we once were, but then again, who is?
You got that right.
We've got a few senior pets. Luckily, not nearly as many as we've had in months and years prior. But we've got a few that got a nice story to tell. So you can visit with our coordinators and staff about any of our pets. We've made them more into like an adoption role, so we can hopefully get better fits for our animals in the community looking for pets.
All right. Well, Bailey, thank you very much this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Bailey Estes, Stephanie Achille. Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week.
All right, Stephanie Achille, who is the Executive Director of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills, and Bailey Estes, who is the Cat and Customer Service Coordinator at the Animal Shelter here locally. It is National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week this week. A lot of animal shelter stuff going on. So veterans, also this week, your adoptions are absolutely free in conjunction with the All Veterans Week activities going on here, Scott.
Good stuff right there. Absolutely. We have a full slate of newsmaker interviews all week long. Our next openings are Monday, Wednesday, Friday next week. If you have an event coming up, make sure you get a hold of us here at KVOE 342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 7:34, sunshine, 51 degrees, weather next.
Here's a reminder, Emporia City Offices, the Transfer Station and Recycling Center.